Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Mem Zayin. We're up to Sif Ches. So it goes like this. Zaysim Shenizharu L'chatcham V'sakin Chadasha. What happens if you have olives that a person was careful to use a brand new knife? Afilu lo nizharu l'kafsham b'kdeira chadasha. Even if he was not careful to go ahead and have them soaking and resting in a new kdeira chadasha, in a new, you know, like pan or pot or bowl or pot, eina bas yoima muteras l'kulayama. Right? He says, even if he was not careful to put it into a brand new kedera, im eina bas yoima, if it's not a bas yoima, muteras l'kulayama. So let's see. As long as it's not a bas yoima. So again, it was cut with a sakin chadasha. It was cut with a pesach. Chadasha means a pesach thicker knife. It wasn't used for anything else. So he was careful to cut the olives with a new knife, even if he wasn't careful to keep it, the actual olives, in a pot or bowl or whatever it was that they were resting in, even if that wasn't chadasha. I mean, even if it was chametz stick, okay, as long as it was not a bas yoma, you'll be able to partake of those olives. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So look what he says. Peitas. Sakin chadasha. Why does it have to be a new knife, a pesach tikka knife that you cut it with? So he says, aval im asakin shechatru bo hazesim, if the knife that was cutting up the olives, v'hu adin snon ubatzel, and the same thing would apply to other sharp foods like radishes and onions. So if the sakin that he cut it with, hu yashan, it was an old knife, meaning it was not a pesach tikka knife, afil hu naki, even if it was a clean chametz tikka knife, he cleaned it nice and good. Ve'eno ben yomo, and it was a knife that's not ben yomo, mibli asa chametz, meaning it wasn't used with any chametz for a day, over a day. Va'afilu kodem pesach, and even if it's before Pesach, still going to be also to use those olives, to eat those olives. Why? Kevan shu davar charif, because we're talking here about a davar charif. This is the biggest site. When you're dealing with something that's a davar charif, something that is sharp, in this case sour sharp, so then is the halacha called duch kedesakina. When you go ahead and take a knife and you cut into it, so it's two fascinating things happen halachically from your day. Number one is this bliya and plita, it's going to absorb and pull out iser and it's going to pull out and absorb. And it's also going to turn what normally would have been a nosing tam lufgam because it's an eno ben yomo into nosing tam lishvach. The big heter, right, a nosing tam lufgam is that if you have bliyas, absorptions of tam in a kli more than 24 hours, the tam that it gives off is what's called nosing tam lufgam, which then is not a tam that will aser. But here, because it's a davar charif, and you're using a sakin, so it's depressing of the sakin with a davar charif, so it's going to go ahead now, and it's going to now pull the chametz out of the knife into the zesim. That's the fascinating halacha of what's called duchke de sakina. And therefore, even Erev Pesach, there's going to now be a bliya of the chametz into the olives, and it will aser the olives. You won't be able to eat those olives on Pesach, even if it was done on Erev Pesach. And then he says, V'dafka shenechtechu kodem shenasnu osam lichvosh sha'az heim adayin b'charif asan. And we're talking here specifically, when he cut it before, it was already soaking, because it's still in its charif state. Or afil la'achar shenechvashu, or even after it was already soaking, v'nischamtsu, and it got sour, sha'az mikri, because then even after, right, let's say you have pickled olives, so that's also still going to be sharp. However, if it's just where you cut it after you poured water on it, before it got to the state where it actually became okay, a pickled olive, so then that in-between state, because when it's in that in-between state, when it's soaking in water, so the olives are not in its sharp, sour, sharp state. And therefore, when you go ahead and cut into it, it's not going to pull out the bliyas from the knife. It's not going to pull out the tam absorptions that are in the knife. Umei azeisim shenichveshu kodem pesach. And he says, and the liquid of the zeisim that was soaking before Pesach, afilu chatchan besakin ben yomo, even if you went ahead and you cut it with a sakin that was a ben yomo, gam kein mutar lishdosan the Pesach, im sinanon min hazeisim, kodem ha-Pesach. He says the mezesim that was soaking before Pesach, even if it was, they were cut with a sakin ben yomo, you could drink it on Pesach if you go ahead and you sift out the actual zesim before Pesach. Why? He says, because in terms of the mezesim, if you go ahead and take the actual zayis out, so the liquid that was in there, the tam would be batel in it, right? The liquid of the of this zesim that it was soaking in, right? And we're talking here about the water together with the with whatever came out of the zesim in that pot. So the tam that came out of the knife is batel in the greater liquid. Just wasn't batel in the actual zeisim. So as long as you get rid of the zeisim, you sift out the zeisim, so then on Pesach, it's going to be okay, because from before Pesach, since it was done before Pesach, so then the liquid, the tam was batel. Before Pesach, it's going to be batel b'shishim. And now therefore on Pesach, you'll be able to go ahead and drink that delicious pickle juice that 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 came out of the pickled, it came out of the pickled olives. As he says, the fishik is batel chametz ben b'shishim kodem pesach. In this bashlu as zaysim kodem pesach, and he says that if the zaysim were cooked before pesach, gam hazaysim atzmon chozron lios mutarin. Then also the zaysim will be mutter. Da'idei abishal nifla latam mikol zayis meyachad lechaveru umitzdarfin kulan yachad lebatel plitas hasakin b'shishim. He says like this, that if, let's say that whole pot was then cooked, so then you view the zeisim together with all the liquid that's in there, and then overall the whole amount with the zeisim and the liquid was now going to be batel, is now going to be batel b'shishim, and therefore even the zeisim will be okay. The yesh me'achronim shemachmirin le'esor ha'zeisim af la'achar habishal, and there are achronim that are machmir to aser the olives af la'achar habishal. They are machronim that are machmir even after you cook it, because it was originally, it originally became usher with the fact that you went ahead and you cut into the olives with the knife. But in a case where you're not going to have simchas yomtiv because you really need those olives, if you know that it was clean, you can rely on those that are mekel. So it comes out as follows. If you have a chometz thicker knife, even if it was totally clean, and you cut into the olives are toast. If the olives were soaking in liquid before, so if it didn't get to the point where it became pickled, the liquid, so then the liquid of the water will take away some of the sourness and the sharpness of the olive, and even the olive won't be usher. The actual liquid that is soaking with the olives that actually, you know, became liquidy and pickled, that liquid will be okay because it's batel b'shishin, except there's a machokes, what's the story with the olives if they themselves were cooked together with the liquid afterwards. Some then are makel even on the olives that were cut, because now once it's cooked, it's mixing together with the rest of the liquid, and now it's going to be batel b'shishim before Pesach. And others say, no, once already you cut into the olive, so the olive now has that tam in it, and it's therefore going to be usher on Pesach regardless, even if it was cooked afterwards. What that shaila is, Ian Shear. Okay, then he goes on Sifkat and Sadi. Sifkat and Sadi, you're talking about what the Shulchan Aruch had said. The Shulchan Aruch had said that if you have a clean knife, then even if the olives were soaking in a chametz tikka pot or bowl, even if it was soaking in it and pickling in it, as long as it was soaking and pickling in an eino ben yomo pot or kli, it's going to be okay to go ahead and eat those olives, as long as the olives were cut with a clean, and not only clean, a brand new pesach tikka knife. Again, when it says a sakin chadash, it could be last year's Pesach. In our day, you know, what we do now is we have Pesach kelim, so it would be the same thing if we use Pesach. A Pesach knife is the same thing as a sakin chadash. What do you mean by sakin chadash? It means a non chometz knife. Sifkat sadi im eino bas yoma. As long as it's eino bas yoma, because if it's eino bas yoma the pot, the us plate that kedera shenivla bazesim. Therefore, that what comes out of the kedera, what comes out of the pot or bowl that was nivla, that was absorbed behazesim into the olives al yedei hakvisha, due to the fact that it was soaking in it, hu livgam. It's going to be livgam, and therefore it's not going to aser. The af al gab the davar charif aser, even though a davar charif, as we know, is aser af be'ein ben yomo, even though it's not a ben yomo, hacha, Kevon shenoisin dehem mayim letzorich kevisha batel churfayu. So again, we know that if you have a dover charif that is kavush, that is soaking, so normally we say that it takes 24 hours for kavisha of normal items to be considered something like bishul that's going to be bolea and polate. But if it's a davar charif, it happens, number one, much quicker. But besides that, in a regular kavisha, what happens is 24 hours passes, so it's already no same time of gam. But here, and for sure, if you were dealing with a kli that was already an enel banyomo, so then kavish is not going to be a problem b'dievet. But by a davar charif, even if you started out with a kli that was eno ben yomo, a davar charif, as you know, turns the pagam tam, the pagam tam, lishvach, makes it into a good tam, and it will answer even with a eno ben yomo. So he says here, hacha, it's different. Kevan shenos min mahem mayim, since you're putting in water, litzorach kvisha, you're not just putting, it's not just a davar charif of the olives. What you have is, you have water in the process of the pickling, of the soaking. So at that stage, before it totally becomes one big pickled juice of olives and sour and sharp, there is a batel charfayu. The sharpness has been lessened, has been squelched to the point where it's not really considered halachically sharp. Verach ba'inan, and you just need to be careful. Shelo yishusham b'kli chametz. You have to make sure it doesn't stay in that kli chametz zman rav, a significant amount of time. Sheyischamtzu bo, that it will actually totally pickle, and then all the liquid as well as the olive is one big sharp entity. Then obviously it's going to be bolea from the kli chametz, and the azchozer, as you said, v'naseh charif. It's going to then become sharp in totality, and then mashvet tama chametz abalua. Then the tam that's balua, bakli, and the kli is going to be l'shvach, and it's going to aser. So what you have to do then, if you had an eina bas yoima, so what's going to happen is as follows. You have these olives, they were soaking in water. As long as they're not in there for a long, long time, that they become pickled, so then mamish pickled already, so it's going to be not something that's considered a lach davar charif, and since you did not use a chametz tikasakin to cut up the zesim, you don't have to worry, but what you're going to have to do, he says, continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah, el yisalken mikoydem l'kli pesach. What you're going to have to do is before it gets totally pickled, you have to then move it and pour it into a kli pesach. So therefore, when it's sharp, it won't be bolea. When it comes sharp again, after it fully pickles, it will not be bolea from the plata, from the extraction of the chametz of the clay chametz, because now it has been removed and put into a clay pesach. And he says, "V'dafka keshamayim hayu yoyser miyazesim." This is only going to be okay where the water is more than the olives. Halav v'achi, if there's more olive than water, then nishar hazesim becharufasan. The zesim will stay sharp, sour, and sharp, and therefore it will be balea when it's soaking, and it'll be balea from the platos, from the extractions of the chametz from the chametz kli. And he says, "V'nei medivrei mechaber mashma." And he says, "From the mechaber, it sounds that im akdeiva shnasu b'hazesim ha'isa basyoyma. If the pot or bowl, whatever it was a basyoyma, mibliyas hachametz, meaning it wasn't 24 hours since the last time you used chametz, and there was hot chametz that got absorbed into that kli within the past 24 hours. So then it sounds like that asur nazesim la'ochlam, the zesim are going to become asur to eat on Pesach." If it rested in there and if it soaked in there, may es la'es. Dinasin kavush, because it will become kavush. V'harehu kimavushal, and it's going to be like mavushal. V'after b'shasha nasin kavush, and which a chiddush here is, even though after the full 24 hours, acham es la'es, the kvisha nasa abliya shebetol chakli l'kvayam, since it takes 24 hours for a regular kvisha, so by the time 24 hours passes, it's going to for sure have been past the time when it's going to give over tam l'shvach. It's going to be now in the same tam l'gam. Mikomakom kevin shecharifim tzas, she says, since these are, it's a little charif, so yesh lahachmir, one should be machmir, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch Vayein, the Be'er Halacha, and he says, check out the Be'er Halacha,